is Denny Elliott and Dean Ritz for Ethically Speaking.
Here's an interesting fact. The Environmental Protection Agency projects that 250 million computers will become obsolete in the next 5 years, and mobile phones will be discarded at a rate of 130 million per year by 2005.
Now we're talking trash.
Our society is good at producing trash, and electronic gadgets are some of the most toxic kinds of trash that we produce. In fact, 40% of the heavy metals in landfills, including lead, mercury, and cadmium, come from discarded electronic equipment, what is euphemistically called e-waste.
Less than 10% of this e-waste ever gets recycled. And most of the recycling that does get done happens in developing nations using methods that have caused significant harm to human and environmental health. Why is this an ethical issue? Because each of us has the choice of taking responsibility, or not, for our own e-waste. And while you can't toss your computer into the compost pile, you can take control over how it's handled.
Most computer manufacturers will, for fee, recycle your e-waste. In Europe, computer makers must include the cost of recycling in the original product sale. This encourages companies to build products less costly to recycle. The toxic impact is thus borne by the manufacturer and the buyer, rather than by developing world villagers whose only computer experience is tearing them apart.
Don't waste time. Visit our website at ethicallyspeaking.org to find links to articles about this topic and organizations that can help you take care of your e-waste ethically.
Ethically Speaking is co-produced by the University of Montana and the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, with support from the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. I'm Dean Ritz.
And I'm Denny Elliott. Music by Eric Hutchins.